שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר
Hello,
זוהר.
We're reading from the book of Zohar, volume 5, Vayakel, portion of Vayakel, and Moses assembled. We'll be starting at item 492 with the words in the breaking of the vessels. The lesson can be watched online at kub.tv. Of course, the book of Zohar acts upon everyone. It's the light of the end of correction, meaning that it's a light that acts upon all parts of the general broken soul. But if we truly want to be awarded to merit a good, powerful, and quick bestowal from it, its influence, then the more we depict ourselves as in the state of the end of correction, the light will affect us more, meaning to be more connected, to yearn, to aspire to connection, to aspire to love thy friend as thyself in the group and in the whole world, in order to allow the Creator to be revealed, to make room for Him to be revealed and to bring Him contentment. And then we will truly merit the light of the Zohar, to enjoy the light of the Zohar. Portion of Vayakel and Moses assembled, item 492, starting with the words, in the breaking of the vessels. In the breaking of the vessels, and later through the sin of the tree of knowledge, by the serpent's seduction, 320 sparks of holiness dispersed and fell into the klipot. Our whole work in Torah and commandments is to sort those sparks of holiness and bring them back to holiness. And then will be the end of correction. As it is written, he will swallow up death forever. However, we must only sort 288 sparks of holiness. And we need not sort those last 32 sparks of holiness, because they are sorted by themselves through the sorting of the 288 sparks. This is so because eight kings broke, Da'at, Chagat, and Nehim. In each king there are 40 discernments, 10 Sfirot, Kacham, Chagat, Nehim, and in each Sfira, 4 Bchinot, 4 discernments, Chubtu. And 8 times 40 is 320 discernments. They are called 320 sparks. And if we would divide those 10 times by the 10 Sfirot in them, we will find that there are 10 Sfirot Kachab Chagat Nehim, where in each Sfira are 32 discernments. In each Sfira there are 8 kings, with 4 discernments in each, Chubtum, which are 32. And 10 times 32 is 320. Yet we only have the strength to sort the first 9, which are the 9 times 32, being 288 sparks. But we have no power to sort these 32 sparks in the Sfira of Malchut. But there is also no need to sort them, because when the 288 sparks are fully sorted, the 32 sparks of Malchut are sorted by themselves. Thus, the correction depends only on sorting the 288 sparks through to the Sfira of Yesod, and the 32 of Malchut are sorted with them by themselves. The redemption in the end of correction will be in the 6th millennium, the Sfira of Yesod. It is so because once the sorting of Yesod has been completed, the sorting of the 288 sparks has been completed, and redemption and the end of correction will promptly follow. There is no need to wait for the 7th millennium, Malchut, to sort the 32 sparks of Malchut as well, since they are sorted along with the 288 in the 6th millennium. Indeed, the bodies are considered the generations of the serpent, because they were born due to the serpent's seduction for the tree of knowledge. Had Adam not sinned in the tree of knowledge, he would not have begotten bodies. But to sort and to return all 288 sparks of holiness that fell through the sin of the tree of knowledge, many bodies are required. And after all the bodies have been born and do what they must, the end of correction will promptly follow. It was said, this serpent is destined to beget all those bodies before his time. It is, as it is written, before she travailed, she delivered. This is because the time of the serpent is 7 years, and here he begets in 6 years, since the birth of all the bodies means that they will sort all the sparks that fell into the klipot due to the sin of the tree of knowledge, which are 320 sparks. Thus, how will her delivery time be 7 years in the Sfira Malchut in the seventh millennium, in which the 320 sparks are completed? However, here he begets in 6 years, meaning in the sixth millennium, the Sfira of Yesod, which is not his time, since in that only the sorting of the 288 sparks is completed, and not all the 320. At that time, all the bodies will be born, and it will be the end of correction. For the sorting of the sparks of the seventh millennium is completely unnecessary, because they are sorted by themselves along with the 288 sparks. And when the 288 sparks complete returning to holiness, the end of correction will promptly follow. At the time when he begets them, he will die during that birth. As it is written, he will swallow up death forever. For because it will be the end of correction, the serpent and the angel of death will be cancelled and die, as the serpent and the angel of death are one and the same. It follows that he died because he begot all the bodies. As it is written, he will swallow up death forever. And then will come the revival of the dead. As it is written, your dead shall live, their corpses will rise. And since the birth of all the bodies indicates the end of correction, how can we relate that to the serpent, who is the opposite of correction, and who is the angel of death? It is written, and behold, it was very good. Very indicates the angel of death, who is very good. Since although Adam HaRishon was entirely holiness before he sinned, he still lacked perfection. And as we learn about the sin of the tree of knowledge, you came to him with libel, since through the sin of the tree of knowledge he begot many bodies, which complemented everything. This is why it is ascribed to the serpent, for had the serpent not seduced him into the tree of knowledge, bodies would not have been born from Adam HaRishon, and the correction would not have been completed. Thus, he is directly related to the end of correction, but he will die of that birth. The Revival of the Dead, 493. When the dead of the world awaken and come to the Holy Land, the camps of all will rise over the land of the Galilee. It is so because the Messiah King is destined to be revealed there, as he is the portion of Yosef, and there they broke first, meaning that from there they were first exiled from all of their places, to be dispersed among the nations, as it is written, and they have not grieved over the ruin of Yosef. Therefore, they will now go into exile at the head of the exile. 494. Those who are to be revived will rise there, because it is the part of the one who was placed in the coffin, as it is written, and he was embalmed and placed in a coffin in Egypt. Afterwards he was buried in the Holy Land, as it is written, and the bones of Yosef, which the children of Israel brought up from Egypt, they buried in Shechem. And Yosef kept the covenant more than all the tribes. 495. At that time, when all the camps arise over the land of the Galilee, they will all go, one to the portion of his fathers, and one to the portion of his fathers, as it is written, and each of you shall return to his own property. And they will recognize each other. The Creator is destined to clothe each one with embroidered garments, and they will all come and praise their Master in Jerusalem. Then multitudes will bond there, and Jerusalem will spread to all sides, more than it had spread when they bonded there upon their return from the exile. 496. When they bond and praise their Master, the Creator will rejoice with them, as it is written, and they will come and shout for joy on the height of Zion. Subsequently, it is written, and they will flow the bounty of the Lord, each to his own portion and the portion of his fathers, and the portion of Israel will be up to the high Rome, and there they will learn the Torah. It is written, you who lie in the dust, awake and shout for joy, and the portion of Israel will reach up to the great Rome, and they will learn Torah, which is to say that they will conquer it and bring it back to sanctity.
Anything to ask? Okay, so we're going to go as usual. Yeah?
Portion of Pkudei accounts. All the rivers flow into the sea. Item 1. These are the accounts of the tabernacle of the testimony. It is written, all the rivers flow into the sea, yet the sea is not full. All rivers are rivers and holy springs, the Sfirot of the Rampin, which have been filled and came out to illuminate upon the great sea, which is Malchut. And when the great sea is filled by those rivers, it emits water and waters all the animals of the field. As it is written, they water every beast of the field, which are the degrees of Bia. 2. First, it is written, he sends forth springs in the rivers, and then it is written, they water every beast of the field, the wild donkeys quench their thirst. These are the merkavot, or chariots of below, in Bia, which are called the beasts of the field and wild donkeys. And when the sea, Malchut, receives those springs, the lights of the Rampin, it receives all of them and sucks them into it. Subsequently, it emits water to the other side, which is the holy Merkavot below in Bia, waters them, and all are accounted for and counted by name. For Malchut names all the degrees that she waters. As it is written, he calls them all by name. This is why it is written, these are the accounts of the tabernacle. For the tabernacle is Malchut, and the degrees that she waters, the kelim of the tabernacle, are her accounts, which are called by name. Article, how great is your goodness, which you have concealed for those who fear you. Item 3. It is written, how great is your goodness, which you have concealed for those who fear you, which you have wrought for those who take refuge in you before the sons of men. How much should people look into and know the ways of the Creator? For each day a voice comes out, declares and says, beware, people of the world, O people, close the doors of iniquity, move away from the net that hunts people before your legs are caught in that net. The wheel always turns, meaning the din, the judgment of above, ascends and descends, raising people and bringing people down. Woe to those whose legs have been rejected by the wheel, for they fall into the depth that is kept for the wicked of the world. 4. Woe to those who fall into the depth and will not rise or illuminate in the light that is hidden for the righteous for the next world. Happy are the righteous for the next world, for several lights are hidden and kept for them. Several refinements from that world are hidden for them, as it is written, how great is your goodness, which you have concealed for those who fear you. How great is your goodness is the light that is hidden for the righteous for the next world, as it is written, and God saw the light that it was good. It is also written, light is sown for the righteous. Sown means that it was hidden. This is why it is written, how great is your goodness. 5. Here it is written, how great is your goodness, and there it is written, and God saw the light that it was good. As there it is said, good about the light, here too, your greatness means your light, which you have concealed. Since the Creator looked in the light and in those wicked ones that are destined to sin in the world, and he hid that light for the righteous to be rewarded with it in the next world.
6. Why does it first write concealed and then writes wrought? Concealed, since he hid it for the righteous. Wrought, For the Creator worked the craftsmanship of the world in that hidden light. It is so because it is written, these are the generations of the heaven and the earth when they were created. As it is written in Abraham, since they were created, has the letters in Abraham in Hebrew, that is the light of Abraham, Chesed. Those who sit under the shade of the Creator, 7. You have wrath for those who take refuge in you, before the sons of men. The craftsmanship that was done in that light sustains people in the world, and it is their sustenance. And although the light is hidden, the people in this world live by it. You have wrath. The craftsmanship of the world, of this world, is which all is done by calculation. The craftsmanship of the world is like the craftsmanship of the tabernacle. 8. It is written here, these are the accounts of the tabernacle. And there it is written, these are the generations of heaven and earth. This teaches that their works are equal. For those generations that the heaven and the earth made, brought forth, were done and came out by the fourth of the hidden light. Likewise, the accounts of the tabernacle came out by the fourth of the hidden light. For it is written, and Bezalel, the son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. This is from the right side, Abraham, the hidden light, and with him, Oliab. Article, a throne is established through mercy. 9. And the throne was established through mercy. And a judge sit on it in truth in the tent of David, when the thought, Chokhmah, upper Abba Ve'ima, rose to the corrected by the will of the joy from the most hidden of all that are hidden, who is unknown and unattainable, being Atik. The joy of Atik came and illuminated inside the thought, which is Abba. At that time it entered, where it entered, mating with its upper ima. He explains that this preparation that was done in chesed by correction, the paltzuf of Abba ve'ima, in the light of chesed and the zivug face to face, because he desires mercy, meaning that that great zivug never stops. It is so because that desiring mercy in Abba Ve'ima extends to them from Atik. For when Atik corrected Paltzuf Abba Ve'ima, the joy of the light of Chesed in Atik illuminated to Abba until this joy clung to Abba so much that he had no longer receives Chochmah. Rather, he mates with the upper Ima in never-ending Zivug. 10. Until Abba Ve'ima were hidden, meaning corrected, and clothed in the upper Binah, Yisut, the hidden palace where Chochmah is not revealed up in its place, but from which all the lights pour out and extend, the light of Chasadim from the right line, and the light of Chochmah from the left line, and the light of Dat in the middle line. The light of Chasadim first traveled from the right, and that the light of Chochmah and the light of Dat traveled. The throne below Malchut is established from the right side because the Creator, Zer Anpin, established a throne in Chesed, which extends from the right line of Ishsut and from the upper Abba Ve'ima, and does not sit on the throne, Malchut, but in the seal, which is called truth. This is the correction of the middle line, as it is written, will sit in truth. 11. Judging and seeking sentence. As prompt in justice, in the end of the verse, judging from the side of Din, left line, seeking sentence from the side of Rachamim, mercy, the middle line, and propped in justice is the chair of Din, the courthouse of below, Malchut. Likewise, the tabernacle was established from the right.
Questions? So let's continue.
These are the accounts of the tabernacle. 12. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. When the Creator created the world, He created it such as above, so that this world would be in the form of the upper world, Malchut. He established all those colors of above, below, in this world, to attach and connect a world to a world. This is the world to Malchut. 13. When the Creator wished to create the world, He looked in the Torah and created it. He looked in the holy name, Havaya, the whole of the Torah, and made the world be. The world was created by three sides, Chochmah, Tvunah, and Da'at. By Chochmah it is written, the Lord established the earth with wisdom. By Tvunah it is written, He established the heaven with intelligence. By Da'at it is written, by His knowledge the deeps were broken up. Thus all of them are present in the existence of the world. 14. All three, Chochmah, Tvunah, and Da'at, are implied in the verse. In the beginning is Chochmah. God created is Tvunah. Since Tvunah is called Elohim, God. The heaven is Da'at because Zer'anpin is called heaven and Da'at. Also, all are written in the work of the tabernacle. As it is written, these are the accounts of the tabernacle. The Chochmah, since the accounts and number extended from Chochmah. The tabernacle of the testimony is Tvunah, because the illumination of Chochmah that appears in Yesut is called testimony, which were counted according to Moses, is that, because Moses is that. All is done, one opposite to the another, because everything that the Creator created in this world, He created such as an above. 15. When the Creator said to Moses, make the tabernacle, Moses was bewildered. He did not know what to do until the Creator vividly showed him, as it is written, and see, and make them after their pattern, which is being shown to you in the mountain. In their pattern means that the Creator showed Moses everything in its higher spiritual form. 16. Which is the being shown to you in the mountain, the mirror that does not shine, Malchut, was showing him within her. 17. Which is being shown to you? You is the mirror that does not shine, Malchut, which showed him within her all those forms. And Moses saw each of them in its corrected form, as one who sees within a crystal lamp, within a mirror that shows all the form. And when Moses looked into them, he found them perplexing, since here is the Malchut. It follows that two forms were apparent in everything, the spiritual one and the imaginary one. This is why Moses was bewildered. He did not know which of them to grasp. The Creator told him, you with your signs, and I with mine, that Moses would perceive the imaginary signs in everything, and the Creator perceives the spiritual signs of everything. And then the spiritual form is placed over the imaginary form. 18. When all the work was done, Moses had to count everything so that Israel would not say that there were leftover silver and gold that he was going to take. Therefore, he had to count the accounts before Israel. 19. This is why it is written, these are the accounts of the tabernacle, the tabernacle of the testimony. Since the spirit of holiness, Malchut, called a tabernacle, was showing to everyone the account of all the gold and silver that Israel donated. The spirit of holiness said, and the silver of those of the congregation who were numbered. And he said, all the gold that is made for work in all the work of holiness. 20. These are the accounts of the tabernacle. When the work of the tabernacle was being done, the Sitra Acha would go and roam to slander. He did not find a reason with the faith of the craftsman until the Creator surrendered him before Moses. And the Sitra Acha made the calculation of the loyalty against his will, showing their loyalty before all. As it is written, these are the accounts of the tabernacle. 21. These are the accounts of the tabernacle of the testimony. It is written tabernacle twice, once above in Bina, the tabernacle of the testimony, and once below in Malchut, only tabernacle. A tabernacle is called the tabernacle of the testimony, as it is written, the tribes of the Lord, a testimony to Israel. 22. Likewise, it is written, a testimony in Joseph is his name. This is called a testimony because the name Yud-Hei in Joseph is Chochmah and Bina, testimony. In every place, Yud-Hei testify to a testimony, meaning illumination of Chochmah, which is called Eden or Edut. This is why it is written, the tabernacle of the testimony. A tabernacle of the testimony, Yud-Hei, Bina. 23. Which were counted according to Moses. Does the tabernacle count the testimony? For it is written, accounts of the tabernacle. The tabernacle of the testimony. Indeed, it counts the testimony, Yud-Hei, since on the day when the patriarchs departed from the world, as well as the tribes of the children of Jacob and Israel were left in exile in all those troubles. They forgot the knowledge of the high and holy name, testimony, which is the existence of heaven and earth. 24. When Moses came, the name Yud-Hei was counted and mentioned in the world. And when he was by the bush, he immediately asked about his name, as it is written, and they may say to me, what is his name? 25. The tabernacle of the testimony, which were counted according to Moses, the work of the Levites. It is written, and the Levites shall perform, is the service of the tent of the meeting. is the holy name, Bina. Is in the third person. And not in the second, like Malchut, which is called you. Hence the tabernacle of the testimony, Bina, is in the work of the Levites. Also, the work of the Levites is carrying the tabernacle from place to place.
Don't forget about the connection, please.
26. And in that day it shall come to pass the root of Ishai, which stands as the banner for the people. The nations will seek it, and his resting place will be glorious. And on that day, when the Creator increases peace in the world, the root of the tree of life shall be the meaning, the decisive middle line, making peace between right and left. And out that root, the rest of the roots exist below.
27. Which stands as a banner for the peoples, standing as a banner and a token for the holy name, Havayah. The nations will seek it, for there is the existence of Mochin, the holy name, therefore the nations will seek it, to receive wisdom and knowledge, Chochmah Vedat, from there. As it is written, and many peoples shall go and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Therefore the nations will seek it. And his resting place will be glorious. Resting place is the temple, Malchut. As it is written, this is my resting place forever and ever. Glorious, for that is what it was called at that time, the glory of the Lord. It is written, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, meaning that the light of Malchut will be as the light of Ze'ampin. And the light of the sun will be sevenfold, meaning that the light of Ze'ampin will be seven times what it was before. 28. The resting place of the root of Ishai, Malchut, which is called the glory of the Lord, will never be counted or accounted for, because in all that is counted, the blessing is not complete. Blessings are present only in what is not counted. And in the first time, Malchut was counted. As it is written, these are the accounts of the tabernacle. The light of Chochmah, the light of the sun, is called lights of numbering or calculation, Gal in Chochmah. But Tvak de Chochmah are only called Mochin of numbering and accounting. It is known that that through the middle line, which makes peace between right and left, Gal de Chochmah, which is a number and a calculation, were diminished. At that time, the blessing is in her. But before the Gal were diminished, Dinim were extended from the left line, the lights froze, and there was no blessing there. The root of Ishai, the middle line, diminished the Gal de Chochmah from Malchut, which are called number and calculation. It is so, because anything that is counted, the blessing is incomplete there, because while Gal de Chochmah illuminates in the left line, there is a dispute between the lines, and there are no chassadim there, and Chochmah cannot illuminate without chassadim. This is why there is no blessing there. However, although Chochmah was diminished by the middle line into Vak de Chochmah, it is still impossible that Vak de Chochmah would come out with the absence of Gal. Rather, first, all 10 Sefirot de Chochmah must illuminate completely. And then, the Gal de Chochmah departs and the Vak de Chochmah remain. It was said that in the first time, Malchut was counted, that in the beginning, Gal de Chochmah, called calculation, must come out as well, since it is impossible for Vak to come out without Gal. However, they promptly depart. It is written about the first time, these are the accounts of the tabernacle. But afterwards, the Gal departs, and she remains in Vak. 29. The tabernacle is counted. Malchut is called a tabernacle, left line, from which the counting comes. For this reason, she needs Moses' prayer, the middle line, which unites the right and the left and instills blessings in them, so there will be blessings upon her. As it is written, and Moshe blessed them, that there will be a blessing in the work of your hands. And there are no blessings in a calculation until Moshe tied it to the tabernacle of above, Bina. As it is written, these are the accounts of the tabernacle of the testimony, which were counted according to Moshe. The tabernacle of the testimony is Bina, and if the counting is not done by Moshe, diminishing Gal, the Gal, they would not be able to count. as it is written, which were counted according to Moshe. 30. It is written about Eliyahu, and the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise, go to Tzelfat, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to sustain you. Before he came to the world, the Creator commanded the crows, by his decree, to bring food to Eliyahu, and for that woman to give food to Eliyahu. 31. It is written, As the Lord your God lives, I have no cake, only a spoonful of flour. A spoonful was the measurement in flour, and it was befitting that there be no blessing in it, because it was under measurement. However, it is written, So said the Lord, God of Israel, The bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty until the day when the Lord gives rain. Hence, because of that blessing, there were blessings in them, although they were counted. 32. It is read, The Lord gives rain, and it is written, The Lord will give rain, or will give rain. This is because in the whole of the generation, none was found to be awarded a reward as that woman. This is why it is written, will give, meaning you will give rain on the world because of your great merit. 33. It is also written, The bowl of flour was not exhausted, nor did the jar of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke through Eliyahu. It is so, because a flour that is measurable, the blessings still do not cease from it because of Eliyahu's speech. As it is written, The bowl of flour was not exhausted. Although the tabernacle of the testimony was counted, as it was counted according to Moshe, there are certainly blessings in it. This is why it is written, These are the accounts of the tabernacle of testimony, which were counted according to Moshe. 34. It is written, Do not come near here, remove your sandals from your feet. The Creator separated him from his wife, so he would cling to divinity. As it is written, For the place on which you stand is holy ground. Holy ground is divinity. Holy adhesion, where Moshe adhered to at that time, above. 35. At that time, the Creator tied him with fondness of above, and he was appointed the high appointee over the house, Malchut. He became a Merkava, or a chariot, for Zerampin, the upper one of Malchut. He sentences, and the Creator executes, as it is written, Arise, O Lord, return, O Lord. It is also written, which were counted according to Moshe. According to Moshe was the tabernacle established and counted in everything. The counting of the tabernacle, Malchut, was by Moshe. As it is written, I have surely counted you. Moshe was the voice, the Ampin, which brings out the speech, Malchut. And he made a calculation for her to come out of exile. And now he was commanded to extend divinity from or sanctity from above downward, as it is written, and let them make me a temple and that I may dwell among them. 36. And Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, did everything that the Lord commanded Moshe. Bezalel is the right side, Chesed. He established the correction of everything, since Yehuda was a ruler and a king over all the other tribes. This is why the one who established the entire tabernacle came out of him. Bezalel means Bezalel, in the shadow of God. In the shadow of God, right, since Chesed is called God, he established everything from that side and inherited Chochmah to do all the work. 37. With him, Oholiab, son of Asimach, of the tribe of Dan. Dan is from the left side, the harsh din. On both these sides, right and left, the tabernacle, Malchut, was made and established in them, to be connected in them, to be between right and left.
Any questions? Yeah.
Rav, if I get some punishment, a blow in my corporeal life, you teach us to take it in the direction of connection and to utilize it as something to connect with.
There's two calculations. If I got a blow, I can go to the police, court, all the systems that we have determined in our society to compensate for that blow. That's on one hand. So, I could get a blow that I have to go to a doctor and receive a medicine. You have to take care of all those things in this world in the correct way. Along with that, you have to remember that these blows came from above, and you turn to the Creator. Yes.
Good. So if I succeed in doing that, then now I'm looking at the Zohar lesson as an example. We're trying to achieve connection. So my question is this the same work? Meaning this effort and that effort, are they both aggregated in the same place?
Spiritual and corporeal?
If something corporeal happened to me and I turn towards connection, or if I sit at the Zohar lesson and think about connection.
It's not the same thing. You need both of them. He explains it in the, what letter is that? 9 or something? That the doctor has the permission to heal. 16. Letter 16 of Baal HaSulam. You go and check it out. Please. We're continuing. Beautiful bows the joy of the whole earth. 38. Beautiful bows the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king. When the Creator created the world, he threw one precious stone under the throne, which sunk to the deep. One head of the stone is stuck inside the deep, and the other head of the stone is above. The other head, which is above, is a point that stands in the middle of the world, from which it expanded to the right and to the left, and to all sides, and the world existed in that middle point. That stone is called foundation, and from it, the whole world was planted to all sides. It can also be interpreted as shtia, foundations. First, the world was created in midat hadin, the quality of judgment, the restricted malchut. He saw that the world did not persist because the kelim of the people of the world, which extended from the restricted malchut, were unfit for reception of the upper light due to the tzimtzum over malchut. Thus, he associated midat rachamim, the quality of mercy, with it, bina, since he raised the malchut in the place of bina, who is midat rachamim. It is because malchut is in bina, the place of tiferet under malchut, and therefore included in her. Thus, this whole place from Bina to Malchut became considered Malchut, whose one end is stuck in the place of Malchut of Midat Adin below, and whose other end stands above in the middle of Sfirat HaBina. This was done in each degree in particular, and in the worlds in general, the 5 worlds Akinabia. Ak is Keter, the world of Atzilut is Chokhmah, the world of Bria is Bina, the world of Etzira is Ranpin, and the world of Asiya is Malchut. The emanator elevated Malchut from Asiya to below Atzilut, which is Chokhmah, where she ended the world of Atzilut. It is considered that the emanator threw a rock at the end of Atzilut through Asiya. It is so because since the 3 worlds Bia are under the Malchut that ends Atzilut, they are included in her, and all are regarded as Malchut, and she expanded from the end of Atzilut through the world of Asiya. Thus, she is stuck in Asiya, and her other end stands at the end of Atzilut, In Malchut, the Atzilut that is there, which is called the middle point, since she stands in the middle of the worlds, under Chochmah, which is Atzilut. Malchut is called a stone. Because of her sin to Binah, she is called precious, and the emanator through her, giving her the power to expand from the place of Binah called the throne, until he sank in Malchut of Midat Adin below, called the deep. Within her, she includes all the degrees in this place, which are Vak de Binah and Tiferet through the Malchut below. The majority of Malchut stands in the place of Binah, which is therefore called the middle point. As she is in the middle of the degree, in the place of Binah of each degree. We could ask, but Malchut rose to the place of Binah under the Chochmah, so why does it say that he threw one precious stone under the throne, under Binah? It is because Gar de Binah do not exist in the degree due to the end of Malchut below Chochmah. Rather, only Vak de Binah exists, exit the end of Malchut, and Vak of each degree are regarded as the bottom. It is said, and from there it expanded to the right and to the left and to all sides, that is, the whole world was planted from her to all the sides. All the mochin are the and the ascent of the lower one to the upper one to receive mochin depend on that middle point, which is the Malchut that rose to Binah. Since by her descent to her place, Binah and Tiferet and Malchut rise back to their degree. The above said applies to all the degrees. Here the Zohar speaks of the degree of the earth of Asiya, which includes 10 earths, 10 sefirot, from the deep, which is the outermost malchut of the earths, in the ocean that surrounds all the malchut of the earths, through Vak, the Binah of the earths, the land which in which we dwell. This is the place of the expansion of Malchut. Shtia, foundation, is the letters Shet Yudke, and Malchut is established to being in the place of Binah, who is called Ko. For by that the worlds acquire the proper kelim for reception of the upper light. Also by that the lower one is prepared to receive mochin from the upper one. And hence, she is the foundation of everything and the planting of everything. 39. In 3 ways the earth expanded around that point. The Malchut in the interior of this point, and all the refinement and purity in the land stand at the first expansion around that point. And there it is. She is above, over all the earth around the point. The second expansion is around the first expansion and is not refined and pure as the first expansion. But it is fine and refined in terms of the refinement in the dust, more than any other dust. The third expansion is the darker and more of youth of the dust than all of them. Around that expansion are the waters of the sea of the ocean that surrounds the entire world. 40. The first expansion is the temple and all the palaces and helps and all its corrections and Jerusalem and the whole city from the walls inward. Hence, it is more refined and pure than all of the earth. The second expansion is the whole of the land of Israel, which was sanctified in sanctity. The third expansion is the rest of the earth, the dwelling place of the rest of the nations, and the sea of the ocean that surrounds everything. The Zohar speaks of the earth in this world, which consists of 10 sefirot. The Malchut of the earths rose to Bina of the earths and ended the degree there, in the way that the Malchut expands from Vak de Bina of the earths through the deep in the ocean, which is the outer Malchut in Malchut of the earths. It follows that the primary point of Malchut stands above Vak de Bina of the earths, which is the middle point and the primary part of Malchut that is mitigated in Bina, and whose end is stuck in the deep. She takes up four Prinot Vak, the Bina of the earths, which is inhabited land. One, the uppermost Bina, is in her temple and the city of Jerusalem, from the walls inward. Two, from the Tiferet in her through Yesod, the land of Israel. Three, Malchut in her, the rest of the nations. Four, the deep. 41. The colors in the eye surround the middle point of the eye, which is the power of vision of the whole eye. Like the middle point in the insides of the land, it is the vision of everything, and there is the Holy of Holies, the Ark, and the cover, which is the vision of everything. It follows at that point that the vision of the entire world. This is why it is written about it, beautiful bows the joy, bows the joy of the whole earth. 42. The beauty of the world and the vision of the world were not seen in the world until the tabernacle was built and established, and the divinity entered the holy place. For that time, the vision of everything, the divinity was seen in the world, and the world was established. The worthy came into the tabernacle and the ark until they arrived in the middle point that is there, which is beautiful bows, the joy of the whole. 43. The assembly of Israel said this verse when the temple was built and the ark was at its place. The Creator said this verse about the assembly of Israel when Israel did His will. For then the Creator sits on His throne and has mercy on the world, and the blessing, peace, and love are all present. Then He said, "This is my resting place forever." 44. When all the craftsmen became to do their craft, that very craft which they began was completed by itself, for it is written in all the work of the tabernacle of the tent meeting was completed. 45. Likewise, it is written, and the heaven and the earth were finished, meaning completed by themselves. But it is written, and on the seventh day God finished. Thus, did God finish and complete them, and not by themselves? Of course, the whole world, through all the works were completed. The world was still incomplete in its existence until the seventh day came. Since when the seventh day came, all the works were completed, and the Creator completed the world in it, as it is written. And on the seventh day, God finished His work which He had made. 46. When the temple was built, all the work that was done by itself. The craftsmen began, and the work was seen to them, how it should be done, and it was registered before them, and the work was completed by itself. As it is written, and the house while it was being built, since it was completed by itself, It is also written, 47. The Spirit of Holiness declares before the eyes of Israel and said, Bezalel, the son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, did everything that the Lord commands Moses. With him, Eliachab, the son of Achishema, with him means that with Eliachab did not do the work alone, but with Bezalel, and with him not of his own, since Bezalel is right and Eliachab is left. Thus, the left is always included in the right. This is why it is written, and behold, I myself has appointed him with Eliachab.
48.
These are the accounts of the tabernacle, 48. The tabernacle of the testimony, which recounted according to Moshe. Because all the sages made the tabernacle, there had to be a calculation of all the works that were done in it, since by each calculation that was done, the work would be done, and it would be in its place. It is written, these are the accounts of the tabernacle, in mochin of number and calculation, which are vak de chokhmah, being the mochin that sustain everything. It exists only in its own place, and not to extend from there, from above downward, as they are vak, illuminating only from below upward. 49. And as the desire of all Israel was in what they volunteered, so was their desire in that calculation. By their desire, they extended the mochin of calculation, and then the whole work was done by their desire. Hence, calculation is needed here in the tabernacle, since by calculation is the work done. This is why it is written, these are the accounts of the tabernacle. It is a calculation that faults all the calculations in the world, extension of gal de chokhmah, which are not of holiness, for they do not persist, but rather they destroy the place to which they are drawn. Yet this calculation in the tabernacle, which is vak de chokhmah, persists more than all the others, and by that the tabernacle persists, and not by another.
שבת אחים גם יחד נאמר טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה נאמר טוב שבת אחים גם יחד Yeah.